And why was I so damn excited by him? Before I'd hastily looked away, I couldn't help but notice the dark t-shirt clinging to his sweaty body, and the cuffs on his short sleeves hugging his strong arms, and the grease stains that streaked his body and even speckled his scruffy face. On paper, this guy was everything I avoided, dirty and sweaty and greasy and curly. I imagined after a night of passion with him, a woman would have to go through a full series of decontamination procedures. And yet, while I condemned him for breaking every hygienic rule in the book, I couldn't help being inexplicably drawn to his unsterile sexiness. By the time I'd found the audacity to look back up at him, the guy was gone. Evidentially, he'd decided not to stick around for my juvenile antics. Good for him. Feeling flushed and unsettled, I grabbed my book and attempted to continue the story I'd begun before my concentration had been stolen away. But no matter how many times I read the words, I couldn't get the image of him out of my mind. Lunch arrived, offering me a welcome distraction. With one hand holding my book and the other used to ungracefully shovel food, I didn't see the object of my affection until his smooth male voice interrupted my juggling act.
"Hey, I'm sorry to bother you."
Of course I knew it was him, and yes, he was bothering me. At least that's what I told myself in order to keep from squealing like one of Jake's fangirls. I shot my head up, determined to put him in his place with a show of strength and prominence, but was greeted with the warmest, most inviting smile I'd ever seen from such a handsome male face. My steely facade melted into puddles, and I smiled back at him with the same affecting emotion. Oh, no, no, no. What was happening here? Was I about to look away again? No, Emma, don't do it. Be strong, damn it. Once again, I was staring down at my hands. Coward. Who knew I could be such a spineless wimp when presented with unparalleled hotness? This was just painful now. Maybe it was the unpredictable nature of his being, or maybe it was my guilt for having eye-fucked him in the parking lot, but whatever it was, my body was responding. I was like a volcano that had lain dormant for a century, only to be awakened by a magnificent rock tossed into its core. And now all that molten fury was just churning around, waiting for its chance to erupt. My female reproductive system wasn't the only thing with a life of its own. My eyes were also wildly off-kilter. Once they finally looked back up, they scanned every inch of the beautiful man, taking note of each blemish and categorizing the shades that swam in his light blue eyes. They'd already calculated the time since his last shave, yesterday afternoon. Just enough time to dust his jawline with grit, but not enough to qualify as stubble. My restless eyes traveled downward over his grimy body. Nothing escaped my notice, not the strapping chest or the bronzed skin or the dirt flecks on his denim crotch. But it was the grease stain on the man's thigh and how he'd chosen to tackle it that snapped me out of my pheromone-induced infatuation. Just as I'd suspected he would, the mechanic had chosen to simply rub the spot with water, and now the stain was double in size. No way could I let such a gaffe slide. "Paper towels," I blurted out.
"Excuse me?"
"You need to blot grease stains with paper towels, then sprinkle them with some baby powder. Afterwards, you should be able to scrape it off with a spoon." Ass Guy had an expression on his face I couldn't quite read. Clearly, my interruption had robbed him of the words he'd prepared to dazzle me with. No matter. He was quick on his feet.
"And to think, today of all days, I left my baby powder at home."
His response took me by surprise, and I laughed unexpectedly. He beamed, as if making me chuckle had been on his agenda from the very beginning. "Salt and baking soda work too, if you even care."
"I actually don't, but if it bothers you that much, I guess I could give it a try."
"I'm not bothered." Yes, I was. So incredibly hot and bothered. He smirked in a knowing way. Somehow he already had me pegged. How could he know that his lackluster approach to sanitation was driving me frickin' insane? If I could do it without looking like a complete freak, I'd be on my knees sprinkling him with white fluffy dust and scraping the muck off myself. I just don't like, I began, stopping my sentence to flick my eyes over him. Messes. The parking lot mechanic picked up on my diss right away and found it wildly funny. I hadn't really been joking, but whatever. Damn, these regular down-home type boys were easy to please. I felt myself relaxing under his friendly gaze, and that warm tingle returned. Maybe I'd been putting too much stock in deodorized metrosexuals. Could it really be that I craved a little stink in my life? God knows this guy could deliver.